Hello and welcome to
the Horror Movie Gang Podcast. Oh, I thought we'd nailed it then.
We were all right. Hello, Emma. It's been a while.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm all right.
Long time no speak or what?
First time we've spoken about 8 months, my friend.
I know. I mean, we've messaged. God, I've not heard your voice for a very long time.
It's been a while.
Been a hell of a while.
So our last podcast was in June.
Christ, was it?
So, I mean, it's not our fault, is it?
We've had
stuff going on at work and whatever, but we are still around.
It's always work's fault.
I just want to thank you. I've had a few messages on Twitter saying, where the hell are you? And she's nice.
I don't know what I've been doing apart from working and sleeping, to be honest.
No, it's been difficult. I think we've realised that doing a weekly podcast in our line of work is very, very difficult.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people will sympathise. You know, workers out there, and I never know what I'm working week to week. Yeah, so you kind of like, it's clashed. But we're going to make it work, aren't we?
We are. We've talked about perhaps doing a brand new format. We'll talk about that at the end of the podcast.
Let's do that.
So our last podcast was in June.
Yeah, that's like so long ago.
Yeah. But there's been a lot of horror films since.
Yeah.
And I thought what we'll do today is kind of do a 2022 look back at horror films.
Yeah, a little mashup of the last year.
Because I wrote them down.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I think 2022 was quite a vintage year.
I'm not going to lie. There has been some absolute crackers and some absolute stinkers as well, which I'm sure we'll talk about.
I didn't realise. So we'll go through that. We'll talk about the films are coming up because 2023 is looking pretty good as well.
Yeah, it's not looking bad at all.
First of all, what the hell have you been up to?
What the hell have I been up to? Oh my god! Well, I've done lots and lots of working. I've also done lots and lots of sleep. I'm still an avid horror fan. I like to say a collector, but I just don't have the money to collect in anymore. So it's a little bit slower pace, but I'm still getting there. Still watching horror films, you know.
Yeah.
I have other now, which
have you stuck up climbing, skiing?
No. So I have a lovely friend at work. He's called Stephen. He's absolutely very bad influence on me. And you're gonna. I don't want to bring my age into this, but I'm a lady of a certain age that you would expect to collect Pokemon cards. But guess what? Yeah. I collect Pokemon cards. My name is...
Wow.
Alcoholic. Oh, so, that's the new love of my life at the moment is Pokemon cards.
How did that even come about?
Advice. So I work with guys. It's as you can understand, it's more of a guy thing, I think. You kind of like categorize it with men, don't you? That kind of like thing. But I used to find the way to their hearts and to cheer them up on a shitty shit for a pack of Pokemon. Okay, and it would always bring a smile to their face. So I always used to like come in armed with a little silver packet of Pokemon cards in my pocket, and I kind of got
amazing.
It's weird. I kind of got like quite excited when they opened them. I was like, is that good?
If they said it was like a rare one, or
but it's nuts. Honestly, it's nuts what some of these cards can be worth. Absolutely,
I know. I think some of them go for thousands of a lot of the early ones, don't they?
Oh, the early ones, like the base set, the very first set is just absolutely. I can't afford them. I never will be on the wage I'm on, but you know, one can dream. So I kind of got into it, and I thought, do you know what? I'm gonna join the gang. I'm gonna be one of the cool kids, and I'm gonna collect Pokemon cards. So here we are, with my little folder full of Pokemon cards.
I wouldn't say cool kids, but. It's a thing, isn't it? It kind of passed me by, Pokemon. It was probably the late 90s, would you say?
Yeah, I think that's when the first came out. It was like 1999. But the thing is like, I'm cool. Okay. I have a Pokemon folder and I take it to work and we do swapsies like you used to do in the playground when you were little.
I want you to say that again. Say that sentence again and say that you're cool at the end of it.
No, I think we'll move on very, very swiftly.
Oh, you know what? I can't judge. I mean, I've got a toy room, haven't I?
No, I think, look, at the end of the day, I was talking to my other half about it because he massively into Pokemon when he was little. And I think it's this kind of the same thing with me and my horror. It's when I was younger, it was something I was obsessed with. An age I can actually afford to appreciate it a little bit more.
Yeah.
Weirdly, never liked Pokemon until now.
No, it kind of passed me by.
Like I said, I'm a woman of a certain age, but we won't go there.
Well, how many Pokemon cards have you got?
Oh, God, at the minute. Well,
this is a horror podcast, by the way. If anyone's listening for the first time.
We will move on to that. But I've got two sets on the go. I've got a few hundred cards. They're all in number order and all very shiny and pretty in my folder, and I love them and smile. If I'm ever down, I just look at my Pokemon cards.
Oh dear.
Yeah. It's anyway, fine. Can we move on now, please?
Of course, Andrew? We can.
Thank you. Because everyone's turning off, going, "Who's fucking sick?"
Let's bring it back. Have you bought anything horror related?
I will talk horror now. I will talk horror. I have got myself into something else, a little bit more into the Funko Pops.
Yeah, I'm there, and I've been there for a couple of years, you know.
You way ahead of me on this one, but my colleagues at work, and I'm going to blame Stephen again for this one. It's just something I kind of took an interest in it and thought, I'm going to go down this avenue, but purely horror.
Yeah.
Have a nice little carry on Chainsaw Massacre.
Yeah, they're great, aren't they?
But I have a new niche. So I don't know if you're like me. I kind of go through phases where I'm like really into the films have Halloween, or I'm really into, or I'm really into like the Saw films. I go through these phases. Yeah. So my Universal Monsters. Are you a fan?
Yeah. I am a fan, yeah. I should be into it a lot more.
You should. We can do swapsies. No, I'm joking.
Quite iconic, aren't they? The images of Dracula and Frankenstein. And
really cracking in a collector's room. So I'm really into Lagoon at the moment. That's probably my number one Universal Monster. Closely by Frankenstein. And I've got a few of the figures, and I've got a few of the masks, and I've got kind of like a little corner devoted to the Universal Monsters, and it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger.
Oh, brilliant.
How about you, though? What have you been collecting?
Well, you talk about Funko. I had a big Stranger Things year, because obviously last year was Stranger Things season 4, wasn't it?
It was.
So you talked earlier about Funko Pop. So I started collecting them in about 2016.
Yeah.
And I had hundreds. I had literally hundreds.
It's easy done, isn't it?
And then I sold them. And then, now, I look back now.
You're regretting it, aren't you?
Some of them were worth thousands, you know. I mean, I knew they were worth that. And they were worth quite a lot once I sold them. I think I sold all mine and he had a trip to America.
Oh, okay.
So I got something out of it. But I look back now and, Jesus. If I kept hold of some of them now.
Are you rebuilding your lost memory?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
I look back at the ones that I sold. I'm not over-exaggerating here. I probably could afford to pay off my mortgage.
Jesus Christ.
And I'm not, you know,
Some
of them worth a couple of grand each now.
But the thing is, with Funko, I kind of get it because they're so reasonably priced. It's not like a Chucky doll for 500 quid, is it?
No.
You get your little fix for a tenner. Done.
So I've started collecting again, but I've focused on Stranger Things.
Nice.
And I reckon I'm nearly there. I've nearly got them all.
Well, it's funny you say that. I've got one Stranger Things Funko, and that's the Vecna one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I limit myself to that one because he's like a iconic horror character now. So he's in my room.
So you like me? You like going to all the signings, all the comic cons?
Yes.
You find that a lot of them actually turn up to comic cons. So having the Stranger Things Funko signed is excellent.
That would be a must-have, I think. If I saw them at a convention, I would definitely go Funko buy-in.
I think my favourite one, I don't know if you've seen there, it's a Funko Pop of Max in the Halloween costume.
Oh, nice!
Because there's a famous scene in season 2, isn't there, where she puts on the mask, the Halloween mask.
Yes.
But I think that's worth about 250 quid now. So that's already gained its value. So I also bought a PlayStation 5. I'm finally into gaming.
Ooh, now you're talking.
Yeah, I know you used to talk quite a lot about it.
Yes.
But I'm in it. I've downloaded the game that you keep talking about.
Oh, is it Dead by Daylight?
Daylight. I've got that. You drum that into my head pretty much every week. And
have you played it?
I have. I've downloaded the Hellraiser characters. I've got Freddy. Oh. I forget who else.
Who else is there?
Yeah. Yeah.
You got I've him? Got
I've got him. Have you downloaded the Evil Dead game?
I have, yes.
It
I am
free this week, wasn't it?
Is it free this week?
No. Yeah.
Although yeah. I am on Xbox, I don't know if that counts.
Oh, no then.
Oh, stop it.
The Xbox loser.
The annoying thing was I had it on PlayStation downstairs and then my other half bought a new PlayStation and he bought me an Xbox. So I kind of have an Xbox in my horror room now. So I've got Evil Dead downstairs. I just don't like playing it downstairs.
It's okay, isn't it? Quite good.
Yeah, I like it. I need to get it again and I need to get back into it. I think I had a bad experience on it and had some guy shouting abuse down the microphone at me because I was a little bit shit. So I've kind of stayed away from it since. Bruised ego.
Oh, well. Mm. I must admit, I've got a PlayStation, but I'm just shit at it. Yeah, I'm just not very good, but
practice
keeps me quiet. So in October last year, was it October last year, you went to horror convention?
I went to the For the Love of Horror convention in Manchester. My first convention ever, actually.
Yeah. So I went in 2021. You went last year. How did you find it?
I absolutely loved it. It was fantastic. Do you know what, though? It was really weird because I was nervous because I went there on my own.
Yeah.
And I didn't have anyone to, you know, whose hand to hold for moral support because I'm not very good in social situations anyway. No. And I had a great time because I think everyone's kind of like-minded. There was lots of you and me there.
The same, aren't they? Yeah.
Yeah, and I just, I met some great people. It was a great, it was a blast. Oh, so let me tell you a few stories. So I did get a little bit starstruck because I met David Arquette.
Brilliant.
And ran away from him.
You ran away from him?
I ran away from David Arquette. So I kind of like went over there and I was like, oh my God, it's David Arquette. It's David Arquette. Oh, can you sign this? And he says, so yeah. And he started chatting to me and I just looked at him and I went, I don't know what to say to you. And then I ran away.
Oh.
So that was...
After queuing for probably an hour as well.
Yeah, well, to be fair, the queues weren't that bad. I think I was queuing for half an hour to meet him. And then I walked away thinking, you fucking idiot. Yeah, you've just had my only chance to meet an iconic, you know, horror character. And I just ran away. You know, there was other people there as well. Got to meet the cast of Nightmare on Elm Street 3.
Brilliant.
Which was lovely. You know, it was a bit weird because the first person whose table I went to in the whole convention was Ken Sagos, who plays Kincaid.
Yeah. And don't blame you.
He just looked like he wanted to be somewhere else.
Really?
He kind of was looking at everything but me. You know, when people kind of look past you dreamily, like, I really wish I was sat at home watching Netflix with a beer. Oh. He had that kind of look on his face. But it was fine because the rest of them were absolutely delightful. You had who was it? Ira Hayden, who played Will, the Wizard Master.
Yeah.
Absolutely lovely guy. I had a little bit of a laugh with him. He was great. And he gave me a bar of chocolate. So.
Oh, really?
You give me chocolate, I'm going to love you. So.
It must be really strange for them, mustn't it? Like, you know.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if they still work. They probably do the odd TV film. And
yes.
They're always going to be remembered for that film.
Exactly. Always.
So all these people all queue up. I don't know. It just must feel like a zoo to them. I don't
know.
It
must be.
Like an animal. And...
It's weird because they're kind of sat behind a desk. It was weird because... So the one person who didn't was David Arquette. He actually came out and stood and talked to you, which I kind of liked. It felt more personable.
But everyone else was... I've got a lot of respect to David Arquette. I've always got the impression that he's a nice fella.
You could tell he was a nice guy straight away. So what did I do? I ran
situation
away.
Last year with Matthew Lillard, he was great.
He comes
there was
across
a big
nice.
Queue. I know, I think I was messaging you at the time that I was queuing for 2 hours, 3 hours.
Yeah.
But he saw that people were queuing. So every so often, he'd come out and he'd high-five everyone.
Oh, bless him.
And sit back down. Just to say, you know what? I understand what you're going through.
just nice. It was a little bit of effort, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
And I think one of the other top guys that I met there was David Howard Thornton, who plays Art the Clown in The Terrifier.
I'm sure we'll talk about him a bit later.
Yeah, we definitely will do. He was pretty smashing as well.
Yeah.
Billy Peltzer, who is Zach Gilligan in Gremlins.
Gremlins, yeah.
Got a little bit starstruck with that one, I have to admit. I was in the queue with my giant gremlin, full-size gremlin, getting signed, obviously, because I'm so fucking extra. And I had to go to the toilet twice to just calm myself down and go back in the queue.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, childhood crush. And I left the queue twice.
Oh, what did you... Did you put the gremlin in line for you? Or...
No, the gremlin come to the toilet with me.
Okay. It's not weird.
No, it's not weird at all. But
did
luckily
you wash
it was
your hands,
a small...
Did you?
Yeah.
Around the gremlin.
No, it's really weird because everyone kept coming up to me thinking I was some kind of cosplayer, asking if they could have a picture with my gremlin. I was like, yeah, go on then.
Yeah. That's a strange sentence. Can I have a picture with your gremlin?
Yeah. Oh, and finally, I do have to give a little mention to James Winburn, who... was Michael Myers in the first. He was the stuntman, Michael Myers, in the 1978 first one. Got to meet him, and sadly, unfortunately, he passed away about 3 weeks later.
Yeah.
So that was very, very sad. He was a really, really nice gentleman. Another one, he was an elderly man, took the time to come out of his seat and to have a photo taken with you and have a bit of a laugh as well. So he'll be sadly missed.
It's a cracking convention, isn't it? I am going to go this year. So yeah, it's a cracking convention. I'm hoping to go this year.
You are going to go, are you?
Yeah, I think so. There's a couple of the cast from Twin Peaks going, isn't there?
There
I'm
is.
A huge Twin Peaks fan. So.
And you're a Blair Witch Project fan, aren't you?
Yes.
They are all going to be there, including the director.
See, imagine that on a big, like, A3 poster.
This is where I'm going. I think I'm going to get a full cast signed one.
Yeah.
Big ass poster.
And I don't think they're that expensive as well. So, yeah, yeah.
That's
the plan anyway.
That is the plan. I've got my tickets already. Excellent. I am prepared.
So, we mentioned earlier that our last... We kind of finished around June, didn't we? We missed some good films.
We missed loads of good films. And I'm not going to lie, I haven't watched them all.
No. Well, I woke up this morning thinking, do you know what? I have... It's the podcast today. I don't think I've watched a horror film in 2023.
Oh.
Yeah, so I've fixed that. We'll talk about that a little bit later on. We'll just go through some of the films that we've missed.
Let's.
I want to start off with a cracker.
Oh, go on.
Halloween Ends.
Oh, fuck off, no.
I remember just being disappointed.
You have a rant, then I'll have a rant, because I have a lot to say about this.
So Halloween Ends was, it's 4 years after a last encounter with Michael Myers.
Mm-hmm.
So Laurie now is living with her granddaughter, and she's writing a fucking book.
What's
that about? A memoir. Oh. He hasn't been seen since. So Laurie finally decides to get her life back to normal, embrace life. However, a young man, it's all coming back to me now, accused of murdering a boy that he was babysitting, ignites a cascade of violence and terror that forces Laurie to confront evil she can't control. Right. What did you think of the opening scene?
I think
we can talk spoilers now, can't we?
Oh, I don't think people...
Yeah, I don't... No, definitely not. So it starts off with a young lad... he's babysitting a lad, a little shit, by the way.
Yes.
Probably deserved to die, but...
Yeah, I didn't lose any sleep over that.
So they kind of have a game of hide and seek, don't they?
Yeah.
A terrible accident happens, and it turns out that the boy falls from a large stairwell, dies. Mm-hmm. A horrific death. I like the opening scene. I thought, where are they going with this? This could be good.
Yeah, I get what you mean. I mean, it was was it designed to throw us off? Because I was watching it going, am I actually in Halloween?
Well, yeah.
My film? Or have I gone into some kind of other horror film?
Straight away, I thought, are they going to portray this guy as the new Michael Myers? And is this going to be the sequels leading forward?
Absolutely.
And it kind of did that, didn't it? So Michael Hyde kind of took him on under his wing as a buddy.
What was his name? Corey or something?
I don't care.
I'm trying to forget about it, to be honest.
So he took him on as a mate? Michael Hyde's just got a mate?
Yeah. There was a bit of a bromance going on there, wasn't there?
Not good.
Not.
So then it did like a 45-minute story of him having a mate. And there's going to be like a new killer on the loose.
Mm-hmm.
And then he just died.
Yeah.
And that was the end of that.
So it kind of like, I completely get you. I was sat there in the cinema and I turned around to my friend and I was like, what the fuck just happened? It felt like the whole film, quarters of the way through and then been put in the bin.
Yeah, I got that impression. It's like they decided, I know, let's do a new Michael Myers. He's old now. We'll
get
carry
that.
It forward. He could put the mask on.
Yep.
New killer. Okay. I don't know if I agree with it, but I'm kind of on board with it.
It was better than what we fucking got.
Wow. And then they just killed him off?
And I just said, right, you've got Michael Myers, who's been around he's iconic. He is the embodiment of to many, many people. And you do... Mm-hmm. That's what you finish him on? That pile of rotten, stinking, pig shit film.
All right, hold back.
I'm sorry, I can't hold back. It really upset me.
And not only that.
About a week after that.
I realised he was an old man, but he was really weak, wasn't he?
Everyone beat
the shit out of him.
This is not weak. He has like crazy man strength. But I can't even how much that film upset me.
So it was directed by
David Gordon Green,
yeah?
What's his name? I'm going to send him hate mail.
David Gordon Green. And he is now going to do the brand new Exorcist film, which is making me feel a bit scared.
Oh, fucking... Do you know what? Just redo Nightmare on Elm Street while he's at it and piss all over that as well.
See, I loved the first one. So this is part of a trilogy, isn't it?
Yes.
I know you quite like the second one. I think it was your film of the year, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was my film of the year. I loved Kills and I loved the 2018 remake. Well, not remake.
2018
but...
one was good. But yeah. Now it just comes... After the 2018 one, I thought, this could be an excellent trilogy. It turns out it's quite a shit trilogy. Because I didn't like the second one. I hated the third one.
Do you know what? I love the second one. And to me, Halloween ends on the second one. There is no Halloween ends. It does not exist.
Look, I don't think it does end. I'm sure in a couple of years, they'll think of a way to bring it back.
There'll be another director in another timeline. I'm absolutely sure of it.
So we'll move on to... I don't know if we did review this one. This was a Stephen King film called Firestarter.
We did do a review on it. It was okay.
It was about... It was a bit like Stranger Things, wasn't it? About
a
young
a
girl with uncontrollable... pyrokinetic powers.
Yeah.
Just blah, wasn't it?
Great film score, though. The music was banging.
Great film score, yeah.
Absolutely fantastic.
Was it John Carpenter?
It was John Carpenter himself,
right. Yeah. I remember liking that. Have you seen Black Phone?
No, do you know what? I haven't. And really annoying because I'm a big Ethan Hawke fan. I think he's fantastic. I love the concept of the film. I love the mask. I love everything. I still haven't watched it.
I think you'll really like this.
I think I will.
You're going to be the one of those who buys the mask. So it's about a 13-year-old boy who's being held in a basement by this crazy mask killer.
And there's
a black phone in the room with him. So people who this killer has killed before are contacting the boy in the cell over the black phone. Very, very good.
Yeah, I will put that on my list.
Yeah, I think you should. I think that's one that probably stands out.
Definitely.
We'll talk about our film of the year in a little bit, but I think that is a contention for me.
Yeah, definitely.
So I messaged you earlier saying I'm watching a film this morning.
Yeah, you need to talk about this.
So this is... Barbarian.
Mm-hmm.
This is about a young woman who rents. What's the renting place called that you can book hotels on your phone.
Oh, do you know what? Is it an American thing? Because I won't know.
Yeah, so if you've got a house, you can rent your own house out, basically, with holidays, can't you?
Oh, condos. Condo or something?
Something like that, anyway.
I don't know. I might be completely wrong there.
So a young woman, she rents this house. She rents this house, but there's also another man in the house.
Mm.
He's rented out at the same time. And they both think, oh, do you know what? We'll just stay this one night together.
Yeah.
Which is fine. And they get on really well. But then she notices, she goes downstairs in the basement and she finds all these underground tunnels. Stupidly, they both go down the underground tunnel. I mean, why would you?
Oh, for God's sake. I mean, that's just asking for trouble, isn't it?
And there's all kinds of creatures down there, including... Yeah. But it's very, very good.
Yeah.
I won't tell you much more about it, but again, a potential film of the year that I really, really enjoyed it.
Well, I have to watch that. When you first told me about it, I think you messaged me, and all I could picture was Conan the Barbarian. I thought, no.
No. Not like that in the slightest.
Not like it in the slightest. That's fine, then, just to clear that one up.
Another one I've seen is Orphan First Kill. Have you seen the first one?
I have seen the first one.
Have you seen this one?
No, I think I was that big a fan of the first one, you know?
No. Do you know what? I did like the ending. So at the end, it's revealed that it's a grown woman.
Yes.
Yeah. This is a funny one. So the sequel is 10 years after that one. Can you believe it's 10 years ago?
No way. Bloody hell.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel old.
So the actress that played the young girl has obviously aged, hasn't she?
Yeah.
And she's still playing a 12-year-old girl. It's quite noticeable when she's got bloody lines on her face.
Really?
And she doesn't look like a little bit anymore.
Give her Botox or something.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah. I wasn't that keen on that.
Didn't really work this time, no?
No. I wasn't that keen.
Probably pass on that one.
Have you seen a film called X? I don't know if we reviewed this one.
We did do a review on it. I actually thought it was a real good film. It was a bit of a banger, that one.
Yes, it was about a group of people who made a porn film, basically, wasn't it?
Mm, yeah.
And there was all kinds of killers. There was an old lady who was quite horny, if I can remember.
Yeah, they did make me feel quite uncomfortable in some parts.
So that was brought out. And then about 6 months after that, there was a sequel, wasn't there?
Oh, have I missed the sequel?
The sequel was called Pearl.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I haven't seen that. I was hoping that you'd seen that one.
I haven't seen that one, I'm afraid. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm slacking.
That one missed me by. But yeah, we'll try and watch. Another film last year was Prey, which was a Predator sequel.
Yeah.
Ow. Do you know what? I can't remember if it was a sequel or...
Oh, I think it's a prequel, isn't it?
Is it a prequel?
I think it's set, like, I don't know, hundreds of years ago or something.
Now, I watched it. I can't remember much about it, but I did quite like it.
See, I'm a big Predator fan. I love the... you know, the original is fucking awesome. But I think some...
Is it, though?
Showed me an image of this new Predator, and I was like, nah, not for me.
Not for you.
Not for me.
See, so I watched that one, and then I watched the original.
Yeah.
The original really doesn't hold up, you know.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
What?
We rewatch it. It's Arnie? So sexist. It's so, yeah. And then I watched the sequel. Is it in New York?
Oh, stop it. It's brilliant.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, shut up.
It's great. Don't even get me on the Alien Predator crossovers, because I love them.
It's kind of a franchise that's passed me by. Well, I don't know.
Maybe we need to revisit it, Steve.
Yeah, maybe I'm wrong. Also, last year was Scream.
Yeah, I did go to the cinema, Steve.
How did you find that?
Do you know what? I enjoyed it. It was okay. It wasn't anything.
It was okay, wasn't it?
Killer. No. I was a little bit, I think there was such a build-up to it, though. I didn't do it any really. Because the ending, for me, I kind of went, meh, okay, they're the killer, whatever.
Yeah.
I didn't.
Yeah, the killer was quite underwhelming, wasn't she? Wasn't
very.
Was it
I can't remember, was it?
Exactly.
It was two, wasn't it? There was two. It was a boy and a girl, maybe?
Yeah.
Do you know what? It was that long ago. Yeah. I can't remember. Yeah. But I just remember going, yeah. Okay, fine. Yeah. Can I go
home
now?
It's okay, isn't it?
It was all right.
Have you seen Smile?
I have. I have. I went to the cinema to see that one as well. Trap myself.
I thought it was quite good. I quite enjoyed
it. Do you know what? I loved it.
Yeah.
I thought it really was creepy. It did something to me that a horror film rarely does, where it makes you like, oh my God, so tense.
Yeah.
It's that smile, isn't it? It is creepy. Smiling creepy now.
Well, it is, isn't it? It's like clowns, isn't it?
Yeah.
Horror film can change your opinions.
You over there being all happy, you psychopath.
Yeah. But I love the ad campaigns. I don't know if you saw some of the ad campaigns in America.
No, I have not.
So what they were doing in sports games in America the same week or so that Smile was out, they would plant people in the crowds with a Smile t-shirt on.
Yeah.
And just a woman just smiling weirdly all the way through the game.
I mean, you're asking for a punch in the face.
So the cameras were focusing on this lady. Like, obviously, they weren't aware what was going on. Going, what the fuck?
Oh, my God.
But it drew attention to the actual film. I thought it was really clever. Yeah. I quite liked it.
No, I really enjoyed it. I thought it was a banger. I think at the end, maybe my attention waned a little bit.
Yeah.
Bit like, okay.
Yeah, definitely.
But no, in the whole, good one that was.
I think a film that we did talk about before our break was The Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Loved it as well.
Did you like that?
I loved it. I've seen it about five or six times.
Seriously?
Still on Netflix.
Do you know, honestly, I think you're the only person in history that's seen that film twice? But five or six times.
Do you know what? Well, I don't care. I will watch it for everybody else. I think it's a banger. I love it.
Really?
I mean, that bus scene where he goes kamikaze with a freaking chainsaw and all them yuppie millennials. Who
is that? Is that the scene where someone was broadcasting it on Facebook?
Or yeah, they were like broadcasting it live or whatever on Facebook. I was like, oh my God, it looks so fake.
Yeah, it was okay. It was okay. Yeah, that was right. So it was about influence, wasn't it? Who wanted to?
Yeah.
To go see the infamous serial killer, Leatherface.
Yes.
Yeah, it was okay.
And they got to meet him, so they were, and they all lived happily ever after.
A youth film actually was Nope.
Yeah.
A man and his sister discover something in the skies above the horse ranch.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So. He's done Jordan some bangers, Peele. Hasn't he?
He
Us, has. Get Out, some film about a gangster cat, which I won't talk about. But I watched this about a week ago. It's for ages and ages and ages. I thought, fuck it, I'm going to watch it and I'm going to buy it. It's on Sky Plus.
Yeah.
I just sat there and was so deflated. Just a big nope from me.
It was forgettable.
Pun intended.
Wasn't it?
It was very forgettable. Did nothing for me.
No, I agree.
It had some. It was quite nice, but that was about it.
I think they've actually wrote that on the poster. It's got some horses in it, and that's about it.
Yeah, says Emma from Horror Movie Gang Podcast. Yes, one star.
Got some horses in it.
Yeah, it's got some horses in it. If you like horses, yep.
So a film that we were looking forward to probably more than anything last year was Hellraiser. Yeah. A young woman must confront sadistic supernatural forces behind a puzzle box. wow, this was underwhelming.
Not seen it.
Yeah, it's just a void.
Is it a big no?
I remember we talked about on the news that, you know, it's got people were kicking off because it was a lady pinhead.
I don't know crap that it's Lady Pinhead. That's not what bothered me.
No,
it's not Doug Bradley. That's what bothers me, I think. I can't get past.
Well, even worse than that, it's just a shit film. Just forgettable.
It's a shit show.
Yeah.
I think it got publicity for all the wrong reasons, didn't it, then?
It did. It's not the best. Now, have you seen a film called Men?
Yes!
So this is about a lady called Harper. She retreats to the countryside. To be alone in the wake of a tragedy. But she just keeps seeing these really, really strange creatures, these men.
Just men.
Just men. And it just grows into a fully fledged nightmare as she can't escape from this forest.
Yeah. What did you think of it?
I loved it.
I did.
I loved it. Yeah, I've watched that a couple of times.
It was, I think, yeah, it was very artsy and I was fantastic. The last 15 minutes kind of blew my very sober mind quite a lot.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the fuck's going on? Has somebody slipped something into my drink? I don't know what's going on. Yeah, it's weird.
Well, the layers behind it, wasn't there?
Oh, but yeah. So many layers.
Yeah, I really, really enjoyed
that. Oh, yeah, it was a banger. It was a banger.
What else have we got now?
Oh, please.
I've ended with this one.
I'm hoping so, it's written down from...
It's Terrifier 2.
Yes!
Right, okay. Now, I haven't seen
Can't
Terrifier...
not talk about this film.
Now, I've always seen posters of Art the Clown. I think he's been in a couple of films now, hasn't he?
He's
had little short stories. I avoided Terrifier because I just thought...
Uh-huh.
And the same over Chucky, right? I don't know how you feel about Chucky and dolls. I avoid films with dolls because it won't ever live up to Chucky.
I get what you mean. It's like this new Megan film I won't watch because it's not Annabelle.
Exactly, yeah, I was going to say Megan. So with Terrifier, I thought, you know what? It's not Pennywise. I'm just not going to bother.
Yeah.
And then I'm reading all these reviews saying it's the most scariest film. And I fell for that before. Really gory. and it's always turned out to be shit.
Every new Netflix horror film is the scariest film you'll ever see.
So there was loads of reports about Terrifier 2, people throwing up. I think they provided sick bags for Terrifier 2. So I thought, right, I'm going to watch Terrifier 1 and we'll see how we get on it. I might watch it, I might not. I'm not underestimating it here. He is in the lines of Freddy Krueger, Jason Voorhees, Michael Myers. He's an icon. He's our new horror icon.
He's absolutely fabulous.
I love it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely love the character. He's so quirky as well. There's a comedy value in there with him, even when he's covered in blood and guts.
It's hilarious.
And
I don't think anyone else would find it hilarious. Anyone normal?
No, nobody else will find it hilarious.
So sick. It's gory. He doesn't talk, but he's got one hell of a personality.
Absolutely. He's got such his face is just expression after expression.
Yeah.
He's fantastic.
I think we should talk a little bit about the first film. I presume that you've seen the first film.
I have seen it a few times now, yeah.
The bit where he's got a bag in the laundry.
Yes.
And he just sits himself down.
Oh, that's the second one.
Is it? In the cafe, I mean. Where he's in the cafe.
Yeah.
And he just plops his bag down. Oh,
that's
my God.
That's the one in the cafe. He just stares at those girls.
Yeah.
And he gets that ring out, doesn't he? And goes over to them.
Brilliant. So in the second one, there's a scene where it's like a dream sequence.
Yeah.
In the clown cafe, is it?
In the clown cafe, the song and the woman on the guitar.
I think I've watched that about a million times on YouTube. I'm the one that's got all... That's why it's got all them views. It's because of me.
It's brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. But, yeah. But can we talk about that one scene in Terrifier 2? In the bedroom?
Which scene's that? Can you have to remind me?
Ah, that's okay. So he goes around trick-or-treating and the girl says no to him, stupidly. And he ends up in her house in her bedroom. This is in Terrifier 2.
Yeah.
And does some nasty things with bleach and salt and basically tears her from limb to limb and scalps her.
Literally from limb to limb as well, isn't it?
And her mother walks in.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, do you know what? It's just so old school horror. And he doesn't care. It's blood, it's gore. It's got every shock factor he can think of to throw at you. And I absolutely fucking love it.
I mean, it's trash at the same time, isn't it? But it's if this was a film brought out in the 80s, it would have been banned. It would have been a video nasty.
Oh,
we won't have seen the, you know.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But it's beautiful trash. It's fantastic.
Oh, yeah. It's refreshing, isn't it?
I love it. I can't get enough of it. And bring on Terrifier 3.
Yeah, there's apparently going to be a 3 and 4.
I can't wait. I will be there at the cinema with my sick bag.
So, in January this year, we looked back at our favourite films. Not this year, the previous year. I think yours was Halloween Kills.
Yes.
Mine was... Oh, go on, you have to remind me.
Oh, God, what was yours? I can't remember.
Mine was Psycho Goreman.
Oh, God, yeah, that trash.
So, have you got a favourite? We'll start off with our worst film of last year.
Worst films.
Go on, I'll let you go first.
I mean, you know, there's only one film it can go to, really, and it really hurts me to even call it a film because it's actually a big pile of trash, and that is Halloween Ends.
I mean, that's incredible, isn't it, that, you know, a year ago, your favourite film was Halloween Kills.
Yeah.
And your worst film this year is Halloween Ends. That's incredible.
It went to shit really quick, didn't it?
It did. I mean, I'm torn between Halloween Ends and Hellraiser.
Oh. Put them both in the garbage.
See, I didn't like Scream.
No, in all I mean, Scream's like, it was good. It was like, I didn't you like know, easy viewing. Massacre. No, that's not going in there.
But isn't it funny, all the films I've just mentioned there, they're all sequels.
Aren't they? Oh, yeah. Dear.
And we pray for a Nightmare on Elm Street sequel, don't we? But
don't we? But then
that's terrifying, isn't it? If the four of my worst films.
Oh, we've just watched what they did to Halloween. I don't think I could do that to Nightmare on Elm Street, to be honest.
I'm gonna agree with you. Halloween Ends.
It
was shite, wasn't it?
It broke my little Michael Myers loving heart.
Such a shame.
Such a shame. It does not exist.
No.
Go on.
It does, though.
Oh, don't.
Have you got a favourite film last year?
I do. And I am going to put this up as my favourite film. And I know you say sequels are generally shit. I'm going Terrifier 2. I absolutely loved it.
Yeah. No, it was good fun.
Art the Clown. Good. I love you.
It's certainly up there. I was going to choose that. The other ones I was going to pick were Black Phone. I really enjoyed that. And Men. And I'm going to go for Men.
You're going to go for Men.
It was original. It was British.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Really enjoyed it.
Good choice. I agree with you on that one. It was good a cracker. Choice. But I'm going to stick with Art the Clown.
He's good, isn't he?
He's great. I love him.
I'm looking forward to the years. Have you seen all the short stories of Art the Clown? There's quite a few of them as well.
I haven't. I'll have to have a little bit more of a dive into him and the history of him, I think.
Okay. So, 2023.
Yeah.
It's looking pretty good as well, isn't it?
I've got some good names of films written in front of me.
Okay.
Hmm.
I'm going to throw some at you.
Go for it.
Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey.
I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. I can't wait.
I can't wait.
It's got to be great, isn't it?
So this is about Winnie the Pooh, who's now bloodthirsty and he's feral.
Yeah.
And him and Piglet terrorise Christopher Robin and a group of young women in a remote house. Yeah, I've just said that sentence.
Yeah.
So this is basically because now, after a certain amount of years, I think it's after 100 years.
Yeah.
Anyone can write about Winnie the Pooh now. It's like other things like Cinderella and Peter Pan. You can do films about Peter Pan. You can do horror films.
Yeah.
And anyone can now write about Winnie the Pooh. And that's why there's a horror film.
Why not?
I mean, who sat at home and thought, do you know what? Do you know what this world needs? A Winnie the Pooh horror film.
Winnie the Pooh, like, ripping people's heads off. I mean, that is what we're missing in this world.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'll give it a whirl.
I can see that being one for our worst film of the year next year, though.
Yeah, I've already got a little place polished up for it.
Also coming next year is Scream 6.
Yeah.
So four survivors of the murders from the previous film, they leave Woodsboro and they go to New York, which could be good.
I mean, I'm going to watch it, absolutely. But I just know I'm going to get to the end of it going, meh.
I do like the trailer. Have you seen the trailer?
I have watched the trailer and it is cracking.
Yeah, so there's a bit where they go into this like underground lure thing, isn't there? And someone has collected all the costumes from the previous Screen films.
Yeah.
Which makes me think, you know, is it someone linked to the previous films?
Mm. They need to do something like that, I think.
And this is where everyone's going mad again, going, it's Matthew Lillard.
Oh, could you imagine? Oh. The problem is people talk about it too much. They're kind of like, if it is, it's kind of spoiled already.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm.
But we'll watch it.
I'll give it a whirl.
A film I'm really looking forward to next year is Evil Dead Rise.
Yeah! I mean, aside from there's no Ash in it, but yeah. I'll give it a go.
Have you seen the trailer for this?
I have watched the trailer, and I have to admit, it looks terrifying.
Right. Evil Dead as well. There's never been a bad film.
No, no.
Even the remake.
Which terrifies me, by the way.
The TV series. Yeah. The three original films. So this is about a woman who finds herself in a fight for her life when an ancient book gives birth to bloodthirsty demons in a Los Angeles apartment building.
Mm.
So I think it's a sister that gets possessed, isn't it?
Something like that, yeah. Going by what I saw in the adverts.
Looking good, though.
It does look good, and it's an Evil Dead film. I'm gonna go all hogs and buy popcorn and everything to watch it. But there's no Ash. I'm just gonna live with that. It's fine. I need to be open minded.
I bet there's a lot of references though.
I hope so. I hope there's so many little like Easter eggs in there.
Yeah, there could be a cameo.
That'd be great.
Renfield.
I heard of this one.
Have you seen much of this?
No.
So this is a new Dracula film.
Ew. Oh,
starring Nicolas Cage.
Yeah, no, I have heard of this one. Sorry. I think I skipped past it when I was going through new films.
Yeah. I've seen the trailer.
He's
very eccentric, Nicolas Cage. It could work. But I'm not going to be rushing to the cinema to see that.
No, I'll probably watch it when it's free on TV.
Now, I know you're a huge fan of The Nun.
Yes, I am.
You've made a model. I've seen it. It's really, really good.
Thank
you. There's going to be sequels for that this year.
I've heard about this.
Yeah. Excited?
Yeah, I am, actually. I'm going to definitely watch it. It's weird because, like, out the whole franchise, The Nun isn't my favourite film, but the character of The Nun, I think, is terrifying, and I love it.
Yeah, definitely. A trailer that I loved, the first trailer anyway, was Knock at the Cabin.
Oh, I need to see this.
And I like the first trailer.
Yeah.
It didn't tell you anything about the film. It was just about this bloke who walks up to the cabin, he knocks on and just says, he captures them people. But there was no explanation.
Yes.
And then the second trailer is completely give it away. But
it's give it away about the apocalypse and everything. Yeah,
isn't it? But it looks good.
But his films go one way or the other.
No, they don't. They all go poor, apart from one.
Oh, really? What, The Sixth Sense?
Yeah.
I don't know. I liked Signs. That was
Signs
a good
was
one.
Okay.
And is it The Village? That was good. Oh, no, I've lost you.
Yeah. It was old last year, wasn't it?
Yeah. Oh, I kind of enjoyed it in a weird way.
Oh, you didn't, did you?
I did, yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
I might have been having an off day. I don't know.
But I do like the look of this one.
Yeah, no, I do. And I'm definitely going to give it a watch.
A huge film for me next year, The Exorcist.
Yeah. Now, I was excited.
Yeah. Obviously, done by the guy who did those excellent Halloween films.
Yeah.
But it could be good.
He could ruin this one as well, couldn't he?
He could. He gets all the Elm Street.
I'm not going to lie. He's not my favourite person at the moment.
Have you fell out with him?
I've fallen out with him. I don't want to talk to him. No.
Have you blocked him on Facebook?
We're over. Yeah, blocked him. We're not friends anymore.
One that could be the worst film of the year, but could be the best film of the year, is Cocaine Bear.
Oh, stop it. I can't wait.
About a 500-pound black bear who consumes a significant amount of cocaine.
Can I just add, based on a true story?
Yes. I don't know how true, though. I can't see him going around.
No, I have an image in my head of a real-life bear just doing crap loads of lines off some kind of park bench.
I'm all in for this.
I'm all over it. I'm watching that. Definitely.
Yeah, definitely. What else have we got next year?
There's one that I'm really, really excited about.
Okay.
Can I tell you? And that's the new Saw 10 film.
Saw 10. And why are you excited?
And why? Tobin Bell's in it.
Tobin Bell. How are they going to get around that one?
Well, it's a bit weird. Well, they've managed it so far, considering John Kramer died in Saw 3. Yeah. So they've done Saw 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and managed to still have him in it, even though he's dead.
He kind of pops up even.
I think they're going to kind of run out of flashback scenes soon. I mean, they're going to be going back to his conception because there's nothing else left to film.
No.
But I don't care because I love Saw. And
I'm certainly all in.
I'm watching that. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. We touched on it earlier. Megan. Nothing's already out. I don't know. Again, I'm kind of, I love Chucky.
Oh, see, to me, Annabelle is my girl, and you can't beat her. And
I'm the same over Annabelle. I've watched them, and yeah, they're okay, but I just think, it's a doll film. I only need one.
Yeah. See, I've got two girls in my life. I've got Tiffany and Annabelle. I don't have room for Megan. She can go.
That's fair enough.
Yeah.
Another one that's potentially coming forward this year, we've not got a release date yet, is Insidious 5.
Yeah, I believe it's July, actually. Quite looking forward to that one.
There's five of them.
Yeah, there's a lot in there.
Is there?
Yeah.
Can you tell me what happens in Insidious 3?
I want
a detail. For the next half an hour, talk about what happens in Insidious 3.
There's some ghosts, is there? Things, okay. Some demon things.
Oh, yeah. I remember
can you not remember that one?
Yeah, I remember that one. Or is that two or one?
I don't know. They're all the same.
The first Insidious film is very, very frightening.
I do love that. Is that the one where the guy's got the red face behind him that looks like, yes, Phantom Menace from Star Wars, but it isn't. It's a demon. Yeah. Okay.
Again, they say that on the poster.
Yeah.
So there you go, yeah. Yeah. Some good ones.
Some crackers, actually.
Yeah.
I'm just having a look through my list. Oh, you've got, I don't know if they need to remake this, by the way, but you've got a remake of The Strangers coming out.
Yes. Wasn't that, not... 10, 15 years ago?
It was
Or am I really over-exaggerating? Is it longer?
2008, the original was made.
Oh, okay.
I don't think it needs remaking.
No?
No, but apparently they are. So look out for that one.
Can't wait.
That'll be trash as well. Exactly.
Did you watch a lot of TV last year?
A fair amount of reruns.
So the three series that I've wrote down here, I mean, I know you got into this really late, as did I.
Yeah.
Stranger Things,
all over it, loved it.
A cracking series, wasn't
it? Absolutely brilliant. Vecna, it was a great character to bring into the franchise.
Oh, I love it. Can't wait for season four.
No.
Did you watch any of Chucky?
Well, I've watched the first season. Haven't watched the second season yet. Although, well, I lie. I put it on the other day, but I was so exhausted from work, I fell asleep. But I need to watch it because I love the first one.
It's good. Not as good as the first.
No.
But it's okay.
Okay.
I think they've just announced season three, haven't they?
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, so I'm all in for that. And the last one, are you a fan of the Addams Family?
I am.
Have you seen Wednesday?
I have, and I loved it.
Yeah, I loved it too. She's excellent.
I mean, she's brilliant, and I think I have inside an inner Wednesday inside of me. She's like my, I don't know, spirit animal.
It'd be great to talk like her, wouldn't it? Just tell everyone to fuck off.
I just love it. Yeah, I think everyone should be a bit more Wednesday.
Yeah, so dry. Yeah, really, really
love
good.
Her.
Yeah, so that's our review of 2022, really.
Yeah, in a nutshell, don't watch Halloween Ends because it's a pile of shit. Watch Terrifier 2.
That's it.
That's on the poster.
We didn't even need to put a podcast out, did we? Because just said So in a couple of weeks, we are coming back.
Yeah, now, we are.
So in the past, if you're new to the podcast today, because I followed loads of new people in the last 24 hours because I knew this podcast was going out.
Okay.
So we've got a lot of new followers.
Nice.
In the past, we've reviewed old films, new films.
Yeah.
And we kind of did a list of our favourite films.
We did, yeah.
I think our final favourite film was The Shining. I think that was top.
I think that came first, yeah.
Yeah, I think The Exorcist was close behind.
Yes, that was me banging on about The Shining for forever, I think.
But I thought what we could do in the future, that's in a couple of weeks. So if you're really into A Nightmare on Elm Street, I want a full series. We can listen to us, eight or so episodes. We can go, I'm going to listen to the history of A Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yes.
And that's all I want to listen to.
Yeah.
So you've got eight episodes there. And that's what we're going to do.
So I love it.
First episode we're going to focus on is A Nightmare on Elm Street 1.
Yeah.
We'll talk about the film. We'll talk about the history of the film.
Mm-hmm.
How it was made. Who was starring in it. Episode 2 will go on to number 2 and 3 and so on.
Yeah.
So at the end of it, you've got a full series there where you can listen to our points of view on A Nightmare on Elm Street.
And the good thing about our points of view is they are about as blunt as they come. If we don't like it, we'll just say it's a pile of shit.
We'll tell you. Avoid episode 6. That Freddy's dead.
Yeah.
But we'll still talk about it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then we'll probably have a little break again, and we'll come back with, I don't know, Friday the 13th, Halloween.
Yeah.
Oh, God,
there's so many to pick from.
That's going to be a rough series, Halloween, isn't it?
Oh, God, I've got to watch Ends again, haven't I?
But I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to watching all the others, but not Ends.
Yeah.
And that'll be a fun podcast to record.
Yeah, definitely. And then it's up to you then. You might not be a fan of Halloween, so just don't listen to that series. Listen to the Edwin Elstree one.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So, we'll meet up again in a couple of weeks?
Yes, we will. We'll have a good natter.
Our first episode is going to be A Nightmare on Elm Street. We'll talk about the TV series. We'll talk about the game.
Oh, we'll
talk about our merchandise.
All over Freddy.
All over Freddy.
All over Freddy.
And that's what we'll call it. Right, we'll catch up with you soon. It's nice catching up again.
Oh, you too, mate.
And thank you for listening, everyone. Please leave us a 5-star review because we've probably lost a lot of listeners now, let's be honest.
They've forgotten about us.
So 5-star reviews makes us shoot up the charts.
Yes.
Just do it now. It doesn't cost anything. Just do it. Even if you hate us.
Even if you think we're a bag of shit, just do it. If you do it, I'll give Halloween Ends a 5-star.
Yeah. Right, we'll catch up with you all soon.
All right. Bye-bye. Take care. Bye.